Well, to DACA now. Today, New York and other states are filing a lawsuit to protect the so-called dreamers that DACA served. Last night, President Trump seemed to tweet he wanted to protect them as well. The president wrote that if Congress fails to act on DACA, he will revisit his decision to rescind this program, which lets young people brought into the country illegally before 2007 live and work in the U.S. But today, the president appeared to be asked by off-mic reporters in the Oval Office if he has any second thoughts about his decision to rescind DACA. He said no. And yesterday, his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, said the program was illegal and unconstitutional. And he cited congressional testimony given by legal scholar Jonathan Turley to say DACA was overreached by President Obama. Let's take a look at some of these legal questions with Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, you do believe DACA is presidential overreach. Explain.
Well, I was very critical, not just of DACA, but other unilateral actions taken by President Obama. While I voted for President Obama, and I supported and still do many of his policies, this is a question not of the merits, but the means used by the president. President Obama tried to pass DACA and was unable to do so.
In Congress.
Correct. And so he turned around and achieved the same result unilaterally. And that's an option a president doesn't have.
Well, you know, about 100 legal scholars disagree with you. And A.G. Sessions, they wrote to President Trump in August that federal courts have ruled a president can use prosecutorial discretion to give some immigrants temporary protected status. It has to do with a president's job to take care of things. And then in 2015, the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C. threw out former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio's claim that Obama overreached with DACA. That court said Arpaio couldn't show that the president's move harmed him.
Well, there's both scholars and cases on both sides. This is an issue, I think, of good faith disagreement. Mm. The Fifth Circuit struck down a program very similar to DACA, known as DAPA, on many of the same grounds that we're talking about now.
This was the program that would have allowed the parents of the Dreamers to stay, DAPA. But that court was also very clear that they were not striking down DACA.
I think that the point is that there are good faith reasons on both sides of this argument. I happen to believe that President Obama was wrong in that DACA is constitutionally flawed. And what I'm certain of is that this is an issue that will now return to the place it should have remained, which is Congress. I find it a little odd that people are suggesting that President Obama could use this authority to create DACA, but somehow President Trump can't use the authority to rescind it.
Look, so you're just talking about how DACA came to be. What about DACA itself? There's a multi-state lawsuit challenging it. We're reading it's a long shot because the president typically does have wide authority to implement immigration policy. You know, what about DACA itself? Are you saying that you think it should go through Congress and then would be legal?
I do. I believe that DACA can go through Congress and be unassailable from a constitutional standpoint. I also favor some type of protection for those protected under DACA. But in the Madisonian system, it's often as important how we do something as what we do. Now, certainly the tweet by President Trump is not going to help the case of his attorneys. This is a repeat of what we saw in the earlier immigration litigation. I mean, it's odd that Attorney General Sessions laid out a principled basis for sending this back to Congress. And within 10 hours, the president undermined that position by saying that he might do exactly what Obama did for the same reason, pass some type or order some type of DACA relief because Congress wouldn't pass what he asked. He actually reduced the pressure on Congress. So it's a rather confusing situation. It's not helpful for his attorneys, and it's certainly not helpful for his political position.
Jonathan, one last question. This all has come about because attorneys general were going to sue the White House. They are against DACA, and they were going to take it to court. There's reporting that Attorney General Sessions felt he couldn't defend it because he doesn't defend it. But others have said, why not let it go to court? You know, it has been upheld in the past. Do you think DACA would survive in the courts?
I think it would have been a very close question. I think that DACA is constitutionally flawed. I think you would have mixed responses from courts. It would have been a long litigation. The outcome would be uncertain.
One of the other things that scholars point to is that there have been, you know, these kind of Homeland Security missives or presidential missives regarding immigration in the past. There have been waivers, deferments of deportation. Why isn't that precedent?
Well, I think the argument here is that President Obama effectively negated a whole section of the immigration law, granted a type of amnesty for almost a million people.
And President Trump also mandated a ban on Muslims.
Yeah, so what would be really odd is that in any future litigation, it's very likely that you would have two presidents being cited by the opposing sides to support their cases.
Jonathan Turley, thank you. ThoughtsWelcome, hereandnow.org.